The Leslie Marshall Show, a true democracy in talk radio. Of, for, and by you, the people.
Welcome to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine, been filling in for Leslie Marshall all week. It's been a terrific week. I've really enjoyed my time with you, and I got still a lot to say. We've only got 2 hours left. And let's face it, we only have 11 days left. The election is a week from Tuesday. I mean, here it seems like it's gone on forever throughout all the long primaries. And a week from Tuesday, America is going to elect a new president of the United States. Hallelujah. I knew that was coming, but there's still some people who are undecided, and I respect that. I at this point, I think most Americans are decided. But what I'd like to do for you over the next 2 hours is play for you some of the things you may not have heard, maybe some of the more obscure interviews and things. For one thing, I think the best interview of John McCain I have heard ever, came from a surprising source. Came from David Letterman, a surprisingly tough source, I think. He asked him some tough questions that, I don't think much of the media is really focused on. He asked him about fighting Osama bin Laden. He asked him about his calling Obama because of his connections to William Ayers. I'm going to play a lot of that interview and comment on that. And then later on in the hour, I'm going to be holding class for our vice presidential nominee, Republican Sarah Palin, because she doesn't seem to know what a vice president is supposed to do. And you'd think 11 days before the American people decide whether or not to give her this job, you'd think she would have studied up for the interview. You would think wrong. We're going to play some of the things she has said. And I'm going to give her a little bit of lessons. Then we're going to go on in the next hour. So I want you to stick around all evening, folks. In the next hour, we're going to talk about President Obama, because it does seem increasingly likely he's going to win the election. I want to talk about what that means for America, what it means for the world. Who is this guy who is very likely to be our next president of the United States? And finally, I got a lot on my plate. I said, I'm going to go into some of the dirty tricks people are doing in states across the country, particularly in Florida and Nevada, where Republicans are doing their best to keep people from voting. And I would hope that whatever party you have, whoever you support, you would condemn anyone that would keep legitimate voters from voting. So I got a lot on my plate, and of course, you are always welcome to join in. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. I want to start with the interview with David Letterman, where he asked John McCain about his secret plan to capture Osama bin Laden.
The previous debate, you said you knew how to get Osama bin Laden. Now, did I hear correctly? Am I right about those three things?
Exactly connected, but...
No, I know they're not connected, but yeah. Did I... I mean, and if you do, let's go. Let's do these things. Let's get bin Laden. Put that at the top of the list.
19 days, I'll be elected. Look,
but how would you get bin Laden? Let's just start there.
Well, first of all, obviously, you don't want to say exactly, but the
point...
But
you have a plan.
Because I know what we need to do, okay? Yep. And one of the things we need to do, we veer from serious to joking here, and I think that's fine, but we don't have sufficient human intelligence. We have great satellites. We know a lot of your conversations.
Let me just stop it right here for a moment before we go on. First of all, I want you to notice that David Letterman was pretty persistent. He said, you have a plan, right? You've got an idea. And John McCain says, well, I can't really give you all the details. But Letterman's persistent. You know, what is your plan? So the first thing McCain says, that's nothing new. I mean, the idea that we need more human intelligence, frankly, that was a conclusion of the 9/11 Commission. Indeed, even before the 9/11 Commission, many people were arguing that Secretary Rumsfeld's idea, which was to diminish human intelligence and increase satellite intelligence. Don Rumsfeld's plan was not a very good plan. And I don't know anyone who was, I don't know that John McCain was criticizing Don Rumsfeld when he had this idea, back in 01. But so I don't think that's really a secret plan to get bin Laden. It's just that, okay, we do need more human intelligence. You may recall that we had a number of Arabic translators, including the very best one in the country, who was fired because he's gay, because the Bush administration determined that they would rather punish gay people than protect Americans from terrorism. It's a shocking thing. The Bush administration would rather have Americans die than allow a gay Arabic translator, as if his being gay had anything to do with it. But okay, so we need more human intelligence. All right, fine. What else, John McCain?
But we don't have the ability to get people who look like the people who live there, who know the customs, who know the religion, who can infiltrate into the area. Look, this place area where he's hiding out hasn't been governed by anybody since Alexander the Great. They are clans and families and groups of people. We can go in. He is now, our intelligence, published, my friends. I don't have any secret information. There's sort of circles of people around where he is, right, so that when somebody comes in and penetrates, the warning is sounded, right, and he is able to escape.
You feel confidently that you have maybe the advantage of greater information than the current president, but you have an idea.
No, I think I know, because of my many years being involved in these issues.
Did you get that? He said twice he doesn't have any secret information. Okay. And so Letterman's trying to help him out. He says, well, I suppose that at least you have more, you know more than the current president. He says, no, I don't know more than the current president. So what's your plan to get bin Laden, John McCain? Well, let him try to explain.
How to develop a plan. At one of the areas, of course, is human intelligence, mm-hmm, which we're very badly lacking in. And so I am confident that we can get him. Anybody who kills 3,000 Americans, innocent Americans, we've got to get him. We have to.
Yes,
we have.
And why not? I mean, 8 years later, yes, let's go.
You're exactly right.
That was it. That was the whole substance. No, I don't know more than the president knows. No, I don't have any secret information. Yes, we need more human intelligence, which anyone in the intelligence field could have told you that years ago. But I'll get him. I'll get him. Trust me, I'll get him. I got a plan. You know, it kind of reminds me, not that I was around then, but of Richard Nixon's secret plan to end the war in Vietnam that he ran on in 1972. What plan, John McCain? I mean, the one difference between you and Barack Obama in how you would handle bin Laden is that you have said, John McCain, that even if you have actionable intelligence, even if you know where bin Laden is and you know what cave he's in Pakistan and you know right where he is and you can drop a bomb on him, and the Pakistani government won't help you, they're unwilling, or they're unable to help you, you still wouldn't kill him. You would respect Pakistani sovereignty, which is kind of weird, since you didn't expect Iraqi sovereignty, and they didn't kill any Americans. Barack Obama, on this score, is more hawkish. And I agree with Obama. He has said if there's actionable intelligence, and we have to drop a bomb on his cave in Pakistan, because Pakistan's unwilling or unable to help, let's get him. So what is your secret plan, John McCain? He says you say you can't tell us about it, and you say we need more human intelligence, and then you say you don't know any more than the president knows. John McCain, if you had a secret plan or a good plan or even an idea on how to get bin Laden, are you really telling us that you decided to keep it secret and wait and just let him live for 8 more years until you became president? You know George W. Bush. You voted with George W. Bush 90% of the time. If you had a plan to get bin Laden, why didn't you pick up the phone and have a little meeting at the White House and mano a mano tell George W. Bush, hey, Georgie, here's my plan to get bin Laden? He didn't do that. Does anyone believe this? He has a plan to balance a budget. He has a plan to get bin Laden. I think he's full of it. I think the wheels fell off the Straight Talk Express. If he had a plan to get bin Laden, I think he would have done it already. David Letterman goes on to ask him about his running mate, Sarah Palin.
And so I'm very proud to have Sarah with me, and I think she has energized our ticket and energized lots of
No them. Question about that. Yeah. But you know, I'll tell you,
I was pretty dull.
Well, I mean, was she your first choice?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely your first choice.
Absolutely.
And what is the process when it comes time to pick that position? How do you do that? Is it you in a committee? Is it you just you going through your phone book? I mean, how do you, honestly, how do you select the vice? Because you knew about her. The rest of America, sadly, didn't really know about her.
First of all, she was his first choice. Got that? So he's sticking up for her. I guess he has to at this point. Listen as he describes the process.
I had this dartboard. We had looked at and vetted, as you call vetted, mm-hmm. Get information on all the people that would be, and that's a pretty long list of people, and then you narrow it down and you...
Had you spent time with her?
A couple of times I have met with her, and I didn't know her real well, but I knew her reputation. I didn't know her well at all.
Right.
I knew her reputation as a reformer running against the governor of her own party, an incumbent governor. She took the guy on after she believed that things, bad things were going on in Alaska, and she was right.
Right. Now here's my point of view on this. And again, I really don't know anything. I'm an independent. I have no party affiliation.
It's just interesting to me how he says, I didn't know her. I didn't know her real. First, he says, I didn't know her real well. Then he corrects himself. I didn't know her well at all. He admits that he met her two times. I'll tell you when those two times were. He shook her head and made niceties at the governor's convention in February. And then he met her for the first time 4 days before the convention. The day he chose her was the day he met her, and it was the first time he really talked about her. Now, partly that's because John McCain likes surprise. He likes gambling. That shock helped his poll numbers for a while. But I'm wondering if he has a little bit of buyer's remorse. I mean, now that Sarah Palin, who has proclaimed herself, Ms. Working Class, she told radio host Hugh Hewitt, I know what Americans are going through. Todd and me, we're having difficult times too. And yet, of course, we now know that she was spending $150,000 on her shopping spree at places like Neiman Marcus and Saks Fifth Avenue, and not the normal places where middle-class Americans shop. And it's just amazing to me that here's a woman. She doesn't seem to know very much about the job. And we're going to, later on, like I said, I'm going to teach Sarah Palin about the Constitution. And she's also got this long history here. I mean, you've heard today she is giving a deposition in the Troopergate scandal. She and her husband, first she said she wasn't going to give that deposition. She said she refused. She played a Dick Cheney. She said, I don't have to obey the legislature. Now I think they're losing by so much that she figures, I might as well see if this helps me. And I'm just wondering what her appeal is. She just doesn't seem to have that common person appeal. I mean, she says, you betcha a lot. Is that what it is? Or is it just that she's attractive? When we come back, I want to talk about the fact that 2/3 of her rallies are attended by men, not women. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. We'll be right back after this.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of truth. The Leslie Marshall Show, 888-6-LESLIE.
If you ride a motorcycle, you might be thinking, oi, GEICO customers seem to be having a lot of fun and saving money on their car insurance. But what about us bikers? Why can't we save money? This makes us angry. Let's form a biker gang and go and tell them what for. Oi, hold on, just call it. GEICO insures all sorts of motorcycles like cruisers, street, sport, touring and high-performance bikes. So they're on it. Now let's have a little smile.
Now GEICO offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including motorcycles. Call 1-800-44-CYCLE or visit geico.com.
The holiday season is right around the corner, and Ace Hardware is helping you stay one step ahead with expert advice and everything you'll need to make sure your home is ready. Like Ace Royal Paint, starting at just $19.99 a gallon. For more great deals now through Monday, get to your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place. For 2 years in a row, Ace has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement stores by J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Real stories from real women about Gold Bond Ultimate Restoring Lotion. Joan from Boston writes,
my little nephew asked why my skin didn't fit right. Ouch.
Introducing Gold Bond Ultimate Restoring Body Lotion for skin that feels amazing.
And actually looks younger.
7 nourishing moisturizers, vitamins A, C, and E, plus CoQ10 help restore dry, depleted skin.
Now he says I look as young as his mom. All right.
Can your lotion do that? Gold Bond Ultimate Restoring Lotion.
This stuff really works.
And now for the bonus round. 3 guys walk into a restaurant. Who brought the monkey?
Guy number 2.
Correct. When it's not daylight savings, what is being spent?
Yen.
Correct. How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
Over 1 billion.
Correct. Netflix. Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and have DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial and get unlimited movie rentals. Netflix. See terms of use.
AM 1520.
At Independent Health, getting the Medicare Red Shirt treatment means working with you to help you understand all your benefits and options so that together we can decide what's best for you. Just ask Norma why she's an Independent Health Medicare member.
Because they listen to you, they listen to your problems, they get back to you. If you have a specific question and they can't answer it, they say, we're going to find out and we'll call you back, and they do.
Our Medicare plans offer consistent monthly plan premiums, no referrals, no deductibles for prescription drugs and vision coverage. Because you deserve a Medicare plan that understands your needs. You deserve the Red Shirt treatment.
It makes you feel wonderful. It makes you feel as though they care about you. To me, that's the Red Shirt treatment.
Stop by one of our Medicare information centers or enroll over the phone by calling 716-635-4900.
Exceptions may apply. Benefits vary by plan. Independent Health is a Medicare organization with a Medicare contract.
This is Jimmy Schmidt, age 8, playing the piano. About the time this was recorded, Jimmy started to change. He slowed down, became less active. He didn't want to play the piano anymore. Something was wrong. Jimmy had a disease. Doctors acted fast, but within months, Jimmy was paralyzed, unable to speak, no longer able to play the piano. That was 10 years ago. If Jimmy had been screened for his disease at birth, he could have received treatment and his life might be radically different. Early detection is critical. Today, Jimmy's story is repeating itself all across our country because we don't test every child in every state for the same treatable diseases. This has to end. Be Jimmy's voice. Visit huntershope.org. Our children deserve universal newborn screening. Every child, every time, everywhere.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in for Leslie Marshall. What's fascinating about this race, in addition to the fact that the economy has tanked, and that's clearly caused Obama to do well, is the rise and fall of Sarah Palin, a pretty quick rise, and like a flame, she burned out very quickly. The McCain campaign clearly chose her, not because she was the most qualified, as much as McCain may argue otherwise, but because he thought he would reach out to women. You know, all the women that were disappointed by the failure of Hillary Clinton. It's obviously the reason why Sarah Palin, when she was chosen, mentioned Hillary Clinton and Geraldine Ferraro and everything else. And now she's also been chosen because she's a hockey mom, right? The idea is she's one of us, because all of us, have kids that play hockey. All of us have champion snowmobile husbands. She's somebody who is just a mom, just a PTA mom. You know, Mrs. Palin goes to Washington kind of thing. So I think that the clothing scandal really hurt her. $150,000 in clothing that, by the way, she may get in trouble for. I mean, this is not legal. It's John McCain himself has said that you can't use funds for things like clothing. It's a little bit ambiguous. And what's funny to me is that when she was first asked about the clothing, at first they said, well, what are you worried about our clothing when we've got important issues and so forth? And then after it became a big scandal, then they said it would be donated to charity, as if homeless people would want $150,000 worth of Saks Fifth Avenue and Neiman Marcus clothing. I don't know. I just don't see a homeless woman wearing those boots. I don't know. But I wonder if at the end of the day, they were a little too clever by half. It said that George Bush Sr. chose Dan Quayle not because of his intelligence, but because he thought that the young guy, attractive guy, would appeal to women. I don't know that that worked. But I do know that Sarah Palin is appealing to men. They've done studies to show that at her rallies, some two-thirds of the voters, two-thirds, are men. It's interesting. That seems to be Sarah Palin's natural appeal. As Kathleen Parker, who I believe she's the woman who used to work for the National Review until she was fired there. This is from her quote in her op-ed in the Washington Post. She said, "My husband called at first. Then a brilliant 75-year-old scholar and raconteur confessed to me over wine, I'm sexually attracted to her. I don't care that she knows nothing." So maybe that's what it is. There are a lot of guys out there. Yeah, there are a lot of guys out there that say, you know, she doesn't know anything, but she's a heck of a lot better looking than Joe Biden. And, you know, I mean, who could disagree with that? She is a heck of a lot
now
better
I feel like
than...
I can understand more how this country got to where it is financially.
Well, but she is better looking, Mark, than Joe Biden. You can't deny that.
I cannot deny that.
So there you go.
That should be their entire campaign slogan.
Yeah, it should be. She's better looking than Joe Biden.
Palin's better looking than Joe Biden. McCain 08.
How else do you explain the fact that 2/3 of the rallies are men? You don't see that in the Obama campaign. They got 50-50. It's just a very interesting thing. Letterman talks with McCain about Palin. I want to play a little bit more to you, a little more of that interview with you. And then they transition to the interesting question of whether Barack Obama pals around with terrorists. First, let's play a little bit more of the interview.
If I were to run upstairs, wake you up in the middle of the night and say, John, is Sarah Palin really the woman to lead us through the next 4-8 years, through the next 9/11 attack?
Absolutely. She has inspired Americans. That's the thing we need. We need inspiration now. We need courage. We need to know that we're the greatest nation in the world. And
did you hear the audience groan? I don't know if that's very clear in the clip. The audience just kind of groans.
Notice, how does making Americans excited stop a terrorist attack?
Well, you see, Mark, if Americans are excited, okay, then that goodwill, that goodwill goes up to God, and then God stops the terrorist attack.
Maybe that'll scramble the jets faster, the excitement.
Well, that's what it is. If we believe, because if we don't believe in America, we won't stop the terrorists. See, we have to believe in ourselves. Hold on, he's got a little bit more of explanation here.
We can come through this. I agree with your assessment of the way the world in this country is, and they need somebody to say, this is a person that's an inspiration to us. This is a person who has done so many things that are very unusual. So all I can tell you is that if you were looking for someone who was in the old boy network of Washington, many of whom have gotten us into this ditch to start with, then that's fine. But I think America is crying out for change, and she represents the kind of change that we need.
Did you
got that? She represents the kind of change we need. She's not part of the old boy network. She's inspiration. I'm not sure how that stops Bin Laden, though. Not really sure. All right, well, we're going to hear more from that interview and from you. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Back after this.
Who's always there for you? Your mum? Maybe, yeah, but sometimes she's a bit chatty with you. Oi, when are you going to get a girlfriend business? Now, GEICO, they're always there for you. They have been for over 70 years. They insure over 8 million policyholders, and their customer satisfaction is at 97%. With GEICO service, no wonder it's the third largest automobile insurance company. Your mum might cook better, but everything else, it's a very close call.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Real psoriasis sufferers get real results from Dermarest.
The psoriasis on my knees, the itchiness can drive you crazy. I have tried everything. Dermarest is the best product I have ever used.
Dermarest psoriasis provides complete relief, removing scales, letting healthy skin grow. And now Dermarest is improved with a unique zinc complex that moisturizes and reduces redness. Feel your best and look your best with Dermarest.
Hello, Dermarest. Goodbye, psoriasis.
A new voice, a new choice, and 50,000 watts to back it up. The voice of the new majority, AM 1520, WWKB Buffalo.
Are you worried about making money in this economy? Well, I'm not, and you shouldn't be either. Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. The strategies I'm teaching right now can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Best-selling author and millionaire maker, Laurel Langmire, has personally coached hundreds of people into financial freedom. Laurel can teach you how to grow your bank account fast, even in this economy.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Did you know that fortunes are made in recessions? I can show you how to make more money this year than ever before.
Get started with Laurel's book, Millionaire Maker, and her powerful CD, creating massive wealth in today's economy, a $75 value.
You can do this. And to get started, I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book and a bonus CD for free.
Just pay a small shipping fee and you can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Call 1-800-281-9195 for your free book and CD. That's 800-281-9195. 800-281-9195.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-990-6602. That's 1-800-990-6602. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tune in for Feel Right Nutrition Today, brought to you by Feel Right Fresh Markets, Saturday mornings at 9. Hosted by Feel Right's Public Education Director, Catherine Kenwell-Sitch. Feel Right Nutrition Today brings area experts on health, wellness, and nutrition to you live every Saturday morning. Each week, experts in the fields of health and nutrition will discuss new discoveries, research, and exciting news that can benefit you. Ask questions and get answers directly from the experts. Tune in Saturday mornings at 9 for Feel Right Nutrition Today, right here on KB 1520 AM.
I'm going to say 8 words you won't believe. Buying a used car should not be painful. Now, here are 4 words that prove it. Honda Certified Used Cars. They're well-maintained late-model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. And now you can get low APR financing on all Pilot and Ridgeline certified used Honda models. Made you a believer, didn't I? Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda. Honda certified used cars.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
What is it exactly that the VP does?
What is it exactly that the Vice President does? What are they supposed to do? Well, the election is 11 days away, and I want to know if you want to go ahead and elect someone who doesn't even know what she's running for. Of course, we're talking about Sarah Palin, and it's amazing to me, with 11 days to go, this woman still hasn't learned what the vice president is supposed to do. Of course, the most famous clip is from July 31st of this year, when she was asked on MSNBC, you know, whether she wanted to be vice president.
Is this police flap state investigation going to disqualify you from becoming Senator McCain's vice presidential candidate?
As for that VP talk all the time, I tell you, I still can't answer that question until somebody answers for me. What is it exactly that the VP does every day? I'm used to being very productive and working real hard in administration. We want to make sure that VP slot would be a fruitful type of position, especially for Alaskans and for the things that we're trying to accomplish up here for the rest of the U.S. before I can even start addressing that question.
So what is it that a VP is supposed to do? She asked. I mean, this, you know, July 31st, 2008. She's the governor of a state. Apparently, she never really read the Constitution. But okay, this is before she was chosen, so we're going to do the education of Sarah Palin. My credentials are I am a graduate of Yale Law School, but you know what? You don't have to have those credentials. All you have to do is pick up the pocket Constitution of the United States. There's really very little on the vice president. The main purpose of the vice president, it is in the 25th Amendment, actually, which amends Article 2, and it says, in case of the removal of the president from office or of his death or resignation, the vice president shall become president. Okay, that's the one that we all know. That's the one that your third grader should know. If the president dies or resigns or is incapacitated, the vice president becomes president. Got it? Okay, so let's see if she's learned her lesson. Now, the other thing that the vice president does, and this is in Article 1, Section 3, and I'll read a direct quote from the Constitution. The vice president of the United States shall be president of the Senate. but shall have no vote unless they be equally divided. Now, president of the Senate, as anyone will tell you who's spent any time studying Congress, does not mean like president of the United States, that she controls the Senate. No, all the president of the Senate is the presiding officer. In fact, 99% of the time, the vice president doesn't preside, but appoints someone to preside. And all you do as presiding officer is you sit there and you implement the party's agreements. It's kind of like being the moderator, if you will, in a debate. If there's a majority party, and most of the time there is, then the majority party gives you your rules, and you, I don't care if you're vice president, you got to follow them. And the reason you have to follow them is if you refuse to follow them, well, all the Senate has to do is take a vote, and by majority vote, they can overrule the decision of the president. So you see, you don't need, all you need, 51 votes, and if McCain Palin suddenly somehow won, but the Democrats had 51 or more seats, and she tried to control the Senate, well, they would just outvote her. You see, the president of the Senate really is a moderator. It's a guy that bangs the gavel. In fact, like I said, if you go and visit the Senate, you'll see it's virtually never the vice president. It's the someone that the majority leader, in this case, Harry Reid, designates to sit in that chair. And the only real role the vice president has is to break a vote in the Senate. Well, let's hear how Sarah Palin responded in her debate with Joe Biden. Now it's October 2nd. It's just a few weeks ago. She's had plenty of time to study up on the debate and to learn what a vice president is supposed to do. Let's hear what she said then.
Governor, you said in July that you would have to, someone would have to explain to you exactly what it is the vice president does every day.
In my comment there, it was a lame attempt at a joke, and yours was a lame attempt at a joke too, I guess, because no.
Okay, so it's just a lame attempt. She was just joking. She's just joking. She said she didn't know what a vice president was supposed to do. And how dare you, Gwen Ifill? How dare you joke too? Okay, all right, fine. She now knows. Let's hear her answer.
Nobody got it. Of course, we know what a vice president does, and that's not only preside over the Senate, and we'll take that position very seriously also. I'm thankful that the Constitution would allow a bit more authority given to the vice president also, if that vice president so chose to exert it in working with the Senate, and making sure that we are supportive of the president's policies, and making sure, too, that our president understands what our strengths are.
Wait, you got that? Wait a minute. She said that the Constitution gives more authority to the vice president. The vice president chooses to exercise it. What are you, Dick Cheney in a dress? No, that's not in the Constitution. There ain't nowhere in the Constitution, Sarah Palin, that says you have extra authority if you choose to exercise it. Yet just because Dick Cheney says it doesn't make it so. No, you don't have any power in the Senate. You don't get to just decide you do. Yeah, you're supposed to support the president's policies. I'll grant you that. That's good. But there's none of this. Where is this flexibility you're talking about? I'll play that for you one more time.
That a joke too, I guess, because nobody got it. Of course, we know what a vice president does, and that's not only preside over the Senate, and we'll take that position very seriously also. I'm thankful that the Constitution would allow a bit more authority given to the vice president also, if that vice president so chose to exert it in working with the Senate.
A bit more authority to the vice president. If the vice president chose to exercise it in working with the Senate, what the heck does that mean? She gets a vote if there's a tie. I mean, there's a reason why an early vice president, I believe it was, I think it was William Nance Garner under Franklin Delano Roosevelt, said that the job of vice president isn't worth a pot of warm, I think I can say this on the air, isn't worth a pot of warm piss. That's what he said. It's a direct quote from the 1930s. He didn't think the thing was worth very much because the Constitution doesn't give you much power. Now, the president can give things to the vice president, can give all kinds. I mean, listen, Dick Cheney's shown tremendous power, but that's only because George Bush has given him the role. But the Senate? No. You don't have power over the Senate. She was asked a day later what she meant by this. Did she make a gaffe in not knowing what the vice presidential role is? Here is her a day later. October 3rd, when you think her advisors would have told her what the vice president is supposed to do.
thankfully, our founders were wise enough to say we have this position and it's constitutional. Vice President will be able to be not only the position flexible, but it's going to be sort of those other duties as assigned by the president. A simple thing. I don't think that was a gaffe at all in stating what the truth is, and that is we've got flexibility in the position. The president will be directing in a lot of respects what the vice president does. The vice president, of course, is not a member or a part of the legislative branch except to oversee the Senate. That alone provides a tremendous amount of flexibility and authority if that vice president so chose to use it.
That alone provides authority? She's still repeating the same lines. You think she would have learned by now. No, it doesn't. There's no authority. No. The Constitution says, I got it right here, Article 1, Section 3. The vice president's president of the Senate, but shall have no vote unless they be equally divided. You break ties. That's what you do. That's all you do. What are you talking about? What Constitution are you reading? Haven't you taken the basic classes that John McCain has given you?
As you know, America, the office of vice president is the most important office in the land. The vice president decides when we go to war, how we tax the citizens, and how we interpret the Constitution.
So you see, she agrees with Will Ferrell 100%. Right? She seems to think that the vice president... At one point, she even talks about a Palin-McCain administration, which I think is very interesting. Are you ready to have this woman in control, even as vice president? And God help us all if John McCain wins the presidency and dies. I mean, do you really... This woman doesn't seem to have the basic understanding of the Constitution that a third grader has. When we come back, I want to play for you a quote on the local news from a third grader who asked her what a vice president does and see if she has a better understanding than that third grader about her role. We're going to play that for you when we come back. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Back after this.
You're listening to The Leslie Marshall Show. Truth for all sides of the spectrum. 888-6-LESLIE.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix! Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and have DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial and get unlimited movie rentals. Netflix! See terms of use.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-801-6378. 1-800-801-6378. Call now. 1-800-801-6378. 1-800-801-6378.
With a change in season right around the corner, Ace is helping you save energy around your home. Now through Monday, buy compact fluorescent flood light bulbs on sale for $4.99 each. For 2 years in a row, Ace has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement stores by J.D. Power and Associates. For expert help and friendly advice, get to your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place. Sale prices good at participating Ace hardware stores while supplies last. See store for details. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
50,000 watts of pure power. You're listening to a new voice, a new choice, AM 1520.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, I feel fat today? Or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight. It's called EverCleanse, a proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Visit us at EverCleanse.com or call now to receive a very special offer.
Visit us now at EverCleanse.com or call now for a very special offer. The number is 800-948-8157. That's 800-948-8157. Call for your special offer. 800-948-8157. That's 800-948-8157.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now.
866-500-MEGA. That's 866-500-MEGA.
Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you.
866-500-MEGA. 866-500-MEGA. For affordable health insurance, call 866-500-MEGA.
Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine and filling out this wonderful week with you. I really enjoyed talking about, hopefully for the last time, Sarah Palin. And the reason I'm talking about her is, let's face it, unless you are a dyed-in-the-wool lover of Bush and Cheney, and you know you believe, for example, that if a 13-year-old girl is raped by her father, she needs to be forced to have that baby against her will, even if it's incestuous and deformed and the product of rape. I mean, unless you really are a true hard believer, how can you countenance this team? It's amazing to me. I mean, here you have John McCain, and I think he gambled, he rolled the dice, and he lost. There's a reason why Republicans are deserting the ticket. Part of it is John McCain's erratic nature. Part of it is, let's face it, Obama's a really strong candidate. And part of it is Sarah Palin. The excitement has worn off. Her 15 minutes of fame are almost over. Tina Fey is going to have to go back to her job at 30 Rock. Because this woman doesn't have a basic understanding of the Constitution or the job she wants. And even if you're a Republican, and even if you like John McCain's views, you've got to be concerned about a 72-year-old man with melanoma. Some studies I've seen show as high as a 1/3 chance of him dying in office. And having this TV movie woman in control. It's not that she's a woman. There are plenty of very sophisticated, very intelligent Republican women around. You know, I mean, I don't agree with all the things that Christine Todd Whitman has said, but she's certainly a very well-respected person. You could pick Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas. She's very conservative. I certainly don't agree with her. Olympia Snow of Maine is certainly well-respected. But this woman really doesn't know much of what she's talking about. Now, she gave an interview just a couple days ago. She's been asked, what does it mean to be a vice president, again, again, and again? She was asked before she was chosen. She was asked in the debate. She was asked the day after the debate. She still doesn't seem to understand the role of the vice president. It's not that complicated. Yes, she becomes president if the president dies. That's the thing that every American school child knows. But does she mention it when asked by an American school child? Let's listen when an American school child asks her, what is the role of a vice president?
Finally, Governor, we've been trying to engage some local grade schoolers for the last few elections. We do a feature call questions from the third grade.
Good.
Brandon Garcia wants to know, what does the vice president do?
Oh, that's something the Piper would ask me as a second grader also. That's a great question, Brandon, and a vice president has a really great job because not only are they there to support the president's agenda, they're like the team member, the teammate to that president, but also they're in charge of the United States Senate. So if they want to, they can really get in there with the senators and make a lot of good policy changes that will make life better for Brandon and his family and his classroom, and it's a great job, and I look forward to having that job.
Huh? What? Well, first of all, she didn't mention the part... Exactly! She didn't mention the part that every second and third grader knows, which is if the president dies...
Idiot!
...or resigns, or becomes incapacitated, she becomes president. Okay, so first of all, she doesn't mention the most important job that the vice president has. All right? To stick around and hope the president dies. I mean, I'm sorry. That is the main job. That is the main reason the vice president is there. She didn't happen to mention that one. Okay. She mentioned being a partner to the president. All right, that's fine. It's not in the Constitution, but it's something that most vice presidents do. And then she way overstates her role in the Senate. We've talked about the fact that the Constitution says what her role in the Senate is. It's to break ties. It's to break ties and to basically act as a moderator. To have all the power of, Gwen Ifill in the most recent debate. You implement the rules that the Senate decides. That's what you do as presiding officer. And you can't go beyond that, because if you do, they simply vote you down. I've seen it happen. Listen to her again as she describes her role as presiding officer of the Senate.
So that's a great question, Brandon, and a vice president has a really great job because not only are they there to support the president's agenda, they're like the team member, the teammate to that president, but also they're in charge of the United States Senate. So if they want to, they can really get in there with the senators and make a lot of good policy changes that will make life better for Brandon and his family.
What? They're in charge of the Senate? No, Sarah Palin, the majority leader of the Senate is in charge of the Senate. I think Harry Reid would be very upset if Dick Cheney said he was in charge of the Senate, because he's not. He's not in charge of the Senate. You wouldn't be in charge of the Senate. You couldn't get in there and make policy. You can't even propose a bill. You cannot even write a bill. I'm sorry, you're not a senator. You aren't. You wouldn't be, even if you won. No. Even the President of the United States, when he has legislation, he has to put it through a member of Congress. You can make suggestions. Yes, Sarah Palin, you can make suggestions. You know what? So can I. So can I. So can every single person listening to my voice. That's right. We can all make suggestions to the Senate and to our members of Congress. And that's what you can do, too. Hardly making policy. You do get to break ties. And you know what? You didn't even mention that to Brandon, the third grader. I think Brandon Garcia is going to write your answer down on a test and flunk third grade. I can't believe, after all this time, after all you've been trained to say, after all the things that you've been taught to parrot, after all the jukebox entries, this is A1. Right? You've been told 50 things to say. This is McCain's healthcare plan. This is McCain's tax plan. A1 should be what a vice president does. If not, you might want to look in the job description because it's right there in the Constitution. You haven't learned a thing since that very first question 2 months ago.
Until somebody answers for me. What is it exactly that the VP does every day? I'm used to...
I've told you what it does, all right? She waits around for the president to die or be incapacitated or resign, and then you become president, and you break ties in the Senate. And if the president is nice to you, then you can attend some funerals and, do whatever the president tells you to do. And that way, you're no different from his chief of staff. That's what you do. If you don't like the job... don't apply for it. Did you notice that in that very first clip? Again, it's not that old. It's July 31st. It's not even 3 months old. She said, well, you're going to have to tell me what the job is supposed to do. And then I'll see if I want it. But you might remember that in her first interview, she said when asked if she hesitated at all about the vice presidency, about taking the job, No. No, she didn't hesitate at all. She took it right away. But she still has no idea what the vice president is supposed to do. And yet, you know, let's face it, there are Republicans that are just, oozing over her, right? There's 2/3 of her rallies are men. Maybe that's what the $150,000 in clothing was all about. Maybe that's what the $13,000 in makeup was about. Do you know, by the way, the highest paid member of the John McCain team? Do you know who gets the most money? I mean, is it his chief of staff? Is it his campaign manager? Is it his wife? No. It's the makeup artist. That's right.
What?
Yes. Yes. The makeup artist. The makeup artist, the John McCain campaign, made $20,000+ in September alone. She's the highest paid member of the McCain team. Now, you know, unless, I don't know. I mean, Sarah Palin won a beauty contest. I think she can put on her own makeup. How do you spend $13,000 in makeup? Maybe some woman could call in and explain to me. I don't even understand how you spend $150,000 in clothes. I mean, I know there's some expensive red blouse outfits out there. But $150,000 in clothes, $13,000 in makeup, and she's just your ordinary hockey mom. Your ordinary hockey mom, who apparently is involved in abuse of power and is giving depositions to try to avert her impeachment as governor of Alaska. Now, I realize this is a campaign about McCain and Obama. And I've been told, just like probably every Democrat's been told, stop talking about Palin. Nobody cares. We only care about the top of the ticket. But I think people do care. And we're going to get to the next hour. We're going to get into what Obama would do as president, what John McCain would do as president. We're going to get there. But I think Palin matters. Not just because John McCain is the oldest person ever to run for a first term for president in United States history. But the guy's had melanoma, and it comes back a lot. And I want you to, before you pull the lever and you vote for McCain Palin, I want you to seriously think, and I think about, try to sleep tonight, thinking, how would I feel if John McCain died in office? And this woman, who apparently has never read the Constitution, she were in control.
You know, we can kiss the earth.
Ask yourself that question at 2 o'clock this morning. I'm sorry if I'm ruining your sleep tonight. At least it's a weekend. Ask yourself how you would feel if she became president of the United States. And who knows who'd be in charge of her? Would it be some oil company? Would it be Dick Cheney and Karl Rove pulling the puppet strings? Who would be in charge if Sarah Palin were president? Not her. Toll-free number, 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Be back with more after this.